Chapter 5. The British Media. Issues facing the media in the 21st century. 1. The following three chapters will introduce some of the issues faced by media organisations in general. But it must be remembered that all of these issues are relevant to the media industry in the UK today. Of course, one of the most important challenges faced by the producers and broadcasters of media content today is the ongoing process of digitalisation and online services. However, the following discussion will focus on the political issues surrounding the media, rather than the commercial. The mass media may perform many roles in society, but not all of them are desirable. Therefore, we should examine what those possible roles are and which of them are considered respectable in contemporary British society. Then, we can judge the extent to which media organisations are living up to these roles through their activities. Sociologists of mass media point out three possible functions of media organisations in society: servants of the state, neutral observers, and watchdogs. To these three, we might add another role: servants of specific vested interests, such as the owners of media organisations. How these various roles are performed and the subsequent influence the media can have on society is wide-ranging. Through the types of entertainments that the mass media produce and broadcast, they present their audiences with versions of society that influence how people perceive the world in which they live. Advertisers understand that the media can influence people's behaviour. This is why they spend large amounts of money advertising their products on television and making sure that their products are seen prominently in programmes aimed at their target markets. But perhaps it is through the presentation of factual information through news and documentaries that the media roles introduced above are most easily understood. First of all, if a media organisation is acting as a servant of the state, it will only present information that is sympathetic to the state or institutions of the state, such as the police. Negative news will be ignored, and criticism of state policy or of individuals who represent the state will not be broadcast. The media in this role is a tool of state propaganda. In liberal democratic systems such as the United Kingdom, this is not considered to be a desirable or respectable role for media organisations to adopt. We expect the media to maintain a political stance that is independent of the state. How effectively they do this, though, is often a matter for debate. In the context of the United Kingdom, this is a question that is particularly relevant to the nation's public broadcaster, the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC. Having said that the media in democratic systems should strive to keep themselves distant from the state, this does not necessarily mean that we expect all media organisations to be politically neutral. In capitalist economies such as the UK, most media are controlled by businesses that must have their commercial interests at the core of their operations. If they are not profitable, they will soon go out of business. This fundamental truth is bound to have an influence on how the commercial media operate. However, one of the issues concerning the media that has been widely discussed in Britain, perhaps ever since mass media organisations came into being in the 19th century is the influence of powerful owners on how their media companies present the news. Whilst we accept that the owners of companies have rights concerning how those companies are run, we still expect media organisations to be more than mouthpieces for their owners' commercial or political interests. In other words, in our liberal democratic systems, it is not healthy for society if our mass media operate simply as servants of specific vested interests.